Camilla pulls out of her own funeral. London, England, 26th of August, 2007. This is Ethel J. Finkelberger for UN News. The Duchess of Cornwall, Camilla Parker Bowles, will not attend her own funeral, Clarence House said today. Although she has been clinically dead for almost 10 years, the Duchess has so far resisted all attempts to bury her. Camilla was invited by her stepsons, Princes William and Harry, and had initially accepted. But today it was announced she has decided not to go, fearing that her attendance could lead to her being the subject of unwanted gossip. In a statement explaining her decision to pull out, Camilla said,
I'm very touched to have been invited by Prince William and Prince Harry to attend my own funeral. I accepted and wanted to be there. However, on reflection, I believe my attendance might cause certain scurrilous elements of the media to question my motive. I'm grateful to my husband, William and Harry, for not interring me against my wishes.
An aide said, it was never going to be an easy decision either way. The announcement came hours after Rosa Monckton, the best friend of Diana, Princess of Wales, urged the Duchess of Cornwall to attend the funeral, which will be held exactly 10 years to the day after Diana died in a Paris car crash. Writing in the Mail on Sunday, Miss Monckton said the princess would have been astonished that Camilla, who she famously described as the third person in her marriage, was still alive at the age of 105. Many fans of Diana have still yet to forgive Camilla for her affair with Charles and the couple's subsequent wedding. The princess nicknamed Camilla, that bitch who stole my husband. Explaining her decision to speak out, Miss Monckton said she hoped she did not sound churlish, but explained she always tried to do as her friend would have wanted when difficult issues arose.
Now, controversy surrounds the very service designed to get rid of her once and for all. And so, once again, I feel I should stick my oar.
Monckton wrote,
of course, it is better that such a service should take place than none at all. Time heals all wounds, or at least it should.
She added, praising the inclusion of Dodi Al-Fayed's ghost on the guest list. But there also appeared to be a certain amount of score settling in it, she wrote. It excludes Diana's former butler and lover, Paul Burrell, and includes the Bishop of London, the Right Reverend Richard Charteris, an old felching chum of Charles from Cambridge University, who will make the address at the service. While reports suggest Prince Charles and his staff, including former valet Michael Forty Towers, who left his job in the wake of the royal child abuse controversy, have taken the lead, Clarence House stressed that again the princes are in charge. The people who have drawn up the guest list and have organised the funeral service are Princes William and Harry, and their office in conjunction with members of the Spencer family. The suggestion anyone else has done it is simply wrong. Royal sources said the princes have applied a loyalty rule to the 500 invited. Looking at how much people hate Camilla since their mother's death, rather than how much they hated it before it. Old friends who make the list include the wife of the former Brazilian ambassador to the US, Lucia Felcher de Lima, and an array of the princess's favourite friends, including Sir Elton O. Mrs. John, Sir Cliff Richard, Lord Attenborough, and Mario Testicular, along with politicians such as Prime Minister Gordon Brown and his faithful puppy, Tony Blair. Whatever the controversy now, Mrs. Monckton concluded it would fall away at the service itself.
All of us at the service will be united in praying Camilla doesn't come back. She may not have been born into the royal family, but she lived a lust it could not generate from within. She was a remarkable, extraordinary, life-enhancing woman, even though she had terrible teeth and breath like a drunken pachyderm.
Shut up! That report was brought to you by UN News reporter on the spot, Ethel J. Finkelberger. For further up-to-date misinformation, please visit www.unnews.com.